In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, under the loving eyes of our Mother, we are making ready to accompany you along this path of sorrow, which was the price for our redemption. We wish to suffer all that you suffered, to offer you our poor, contrite hearts, because you are innocent, and yet you are going to die for us, who are the only really guilty ones. My Mother, Virgin of Sorrows, help me to relive those bitter hours which your Son wished to spend on earth, so that we, who were made from a handful of clay, may finally live in libertatem gloriae filiorum Dei, in the freedom and glory of the children of God. First station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Three words: silence, solitude, serenity. Silence. Jesus is silent. He who is the Word is silent at the moment in which he could have defended himself from his accusers. Lord, why do you not speak? Why do you not defend yourself? Why do you not open the eyes and the hearts of your accusers? Why do you prefer to be silent and accuse falsely and condemn to death? In contrast, Lord, we realize how our hearts are not silent. Our imagination is filled with noise, with confusion. How our senses are easily drawn to the ruckus of this world. Lord, teach us that silence that comes from your heart, because it is a silence that speaks of trust. It is a silence that speaks of mercy. It is a silence that speaks of abandonment. Lord, teach us that silence, so that when we too go through some trials in this life, we will not find ourselves complaining, being critical, judgmental, and uncharitable. How often we have let loose our tongues in gossip, in defamation, in calumny. Lord, teach us your silence, so that our silence will not simply be quiet, but that of being abandoned in prayer, trusting in your most loving will. Solitude. Jesus is alone. Lord, where are your disciples? Where are they who said that they will be with you until death? Where are your friends? Where are the people you cured, you healed? Where are they? Jesus, like no other man, feels that loneliness. How we ought to console Jesus in that loneliness. But very often, Lord, you are the one actually accompanying us. We are the most lonely ones without you. And how often we have sought to be alone, Lord. Alone with our pride, our ego, our lust. Alone with the material things of this world that do not give any satisfaction at all. Teach us this solitude, Lord, of being alone with God, your Father. Teach us this solitude that allows us to be alone, but with grace. Teach us this solitude of being alone, indeed in prayer, but filling our hearts with love for all men and a zeal for souls, that they may all be saved. In your solitude, Lord, you were actually dominating the situation. You were not alone. You have told Pilate yourself that if it could be, your Father would send legions of angels to your defense. But that is not how the divine game plays itself. Now it seems that man has the power over God, because he seems alone. But Lord, without you, to whom shall we go? What will we do without you, Lord? Teach us this solitude of always knowing that we are always in your presence as God's children. Serenity. Jesus never loses his peace, and the presence that he has in his heart of the love of his Father. Lord, why are you serene in spite of this rage against you that continues until now? Why does it seem that you are not at all affected by all of these injustices, by all of these sins, by all of these inhuman things that we are seeing and witnessing around us? Lord, how can you be serene? Serene to the point, perhaps, that there are those who no longer believe in you because they ask, where is God in the world now that we need him most? Where is his power? And Lord, you are teaching us the serenity that rests in trust, in hope, that ultimately in the end, God will conquer. How often we lose our serenity, Lord, because things do not go our way. Perhaps our expectations are truly not met in people and events. How often we have lost our peace and lacked faith, that we have thrown ourselves to other idols, trusting more in them. We find our serenity when we surf the net. We find the serenity in listening to music. We find serenity when we calm our senses. But deep inside, Lord, they are more restless. Because you have made our hearts truly restless, Lord. That if we only seek the things of this world, we will never find peace. We will never be serene. But if our hearts rest in you, then there will be peace. There will be joy. There will be fruitfulness. Lord, give us this serenity. Give us this peace of heart. And even though we might find ourselves in the deepest trials and burdens, even confronting death, may we always be sincere, Lord, knowing that as long as we do the will of God, there is nothing that should deter us from carrying out our mission. Three words: silence, solitude, serenity. Acceptance of death. We too, O God, will descend into the grave, wherever it shall please you, as it shall please you, and wheresoever it shall please you. Let your just decrees be fulfilled. Let our sinful bodies return to their parent dust. But in your great mercy, receive our immortal souls, and when our bodies have risen again, place them likewise in your kingdom, that we may love and bless you forever and ever. Amen.